Well, good evening, everyone. We're going to make a wee start just to our gospel meeting tonight by singing together the first hymn in our wee order of service. It's 291 in our own hymn book. It's a wonderful gospel hymn. It says, full salvation, lo, the fountain open wide, streams through every land and nation from the Saviour's wounded side. Full salvation streams an endless crimson tide. And praise God tonight, the Lord's salvation is a full salvation. There's nothing lacking in it. All that is needed for our souls and to take us to heaven is found in God's so great salvation. We'll stand as we sing, and let us each one sing it out with all of our hearts. Just unite our hearts together, please, in prayer. Let us just look to the Lord, praying for His presence, His help, and His nearness this night in our gospel service. Our gracious God, our loving, eternal Father in heaven, we thank Thee that Thy goodness and mercy finds us here in the house of the Lord on this first Sabbath evening of 2022. We realize, O God, tonight that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, that we can rejoice in Thy faithfulness and in Thy compassions, O God, that they fail not. And Father, we rejoice afresh tonight in Thy so great salvation, that salvation of which we have just been singing of, that full salvation, that free salvation, that eternal salvation that is found in and through the person and the work of Thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. And Father, we thank Thee it is because of Christ and Christ alone, and His all as atoning death and sacrifice upon the cross of Calvary, because of Christ and what He has done for us there on the cross, that we gather here tonight in this fashion to seek Thee, to praise Thee, and to worship Thee, and to proclaim Thy glorious name. O God, we pray this night that Thou wilt bless our coming together. We realize, O God, we are poor and needy in and of ourselves. We confess, O God, that we are unworthy. O God, Isaiah of old could say, woe is me, I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips. And Lord, we realize this is our state, sinners by nature and practice before Thee, the holy God of heaven. Realize, O God, that each one of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Thou said in Thy word that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Yet, O God, we thank Thee for that remedy, that covering there is for our sin and for our unrighteousness, and that it is found in the blood of Christ and in the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ, the one who is Jehovah Sekenu. And Father, as we come to Thee tonight, we pray for that fresh cleansing in our Savior's blood. We confess our sins, O God, before Thee. And we rejoice, O God, tonight that Thou hast said that the blood of Jesus Christ, Thy Son, that it cleanseth us from all sin. We thank Thee, O God, for our acceptance, O God, before Thee in prayer, the holy God of heaven, through the perfect righteousness of Christ. And Father, we thank Thee today that we are accepted in the Beloved, and that the Word of God assures us that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And Father, we thank Thee because of Christ. We can come with boldness and with liberty unto the throne of grace and prayer to seek Thee for grace and for help in our time of need. And Lord, this is a time of need. We cannot rest upon past blessings. Father, we need Thee tonight in this gospel meeting, in this opening hymn to the last amen. We pray, Lord, that Thou wilt be pleased to be one of our number in a very special and real and powerful and signal manner, we pray. O Lord, that Thou would be in the midst tonight, O God, we ask. And Father, we pray that Thou wilt outpour Thy Holy Spirit upon this gathering, we ask. And Father, we pray that every heart in this meeting, from the youngest to the very oldest, that every heart will be opened up by the Spirit of God and made bare to Thy Word, even like Lydia's of old. And Father, we pray that Thy Word will be with power, with blessing, with challenge, indeed with conviction, O God, to our hearts and to our souls tonight. Lord, bless Thy Word to every believer, every child of God in this meeting house. Bless and encourage and strengthen and edify the saints of God. Help us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in these days in which we live. And Lord, for any with us tonight cold at heart, may they know that restoring touch from God even tonight. We thank Thee that Thou art the God of restoration. Thou art the one that restores. And Father, for any with us tonight not saved, who have never trusted and never came as a sinner to Christ for salvation, we pray that even tonight that they would see themselves as lost and undone, that they might see and feel their great need of Christ as Savior, and that by Thy Spirit and power and grace divine alone, that they might come and put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus for salvation. We ask Thee, O Lord, to bless every household that is represented here tonight, and grant in all our homes the blessing of household
salvation, we pray this year. Father, we pray, O God, for those that cannot join with us tonight because of age and sickness and infirmity. Lord, those that are laid aside in residential and in hospital care at this time, Lord, lay on thy healing hand, be their strength, be their rock, Lord, be their refuge, we pray. For others who have suffered loss in recent times, we pray that they shall know the comforting hand of the Lord. We rejoice that thou art the God of all comfort. And Father, we pray that thou would fill the vacant chair with thy divine presence, we ask of thee. And Father, we pray for thy hand of blessing upon our gospel meetings throughout this year in the will of God, that thou will give the increase, that thou will save precious souls, that thou, Lord, will extend thy kingdom, and that thou, Lord, in mercy and in grace will be pleased to build thy church in this corner of thy vineyard. Bless our land tonight, O God. Remember every faithful witness of the cross, north and south of the border, we pray. And we realize, O God, that thou art no respecter of land borders, and we thank that the gospel of Jesus Christ is for the whosoever will. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt have mercy upon this land, north to south, east to west, O God. And bless the going forth of the word of God tonight, that great message of the gospel, that glorious message of the gospel. And Father, we pray that there'll be those that will be born again of the Spirit of God. We pray for England and Scotland and Wales likewise. And bless every faithful ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ in those lands, we pray. And do turn the hearts of many unto the Lord. Put thy restraining hand upon this pandemic at this time. And we pray that in all of this, that people throughout our land and our nation will realize their need of God, and they'll be realizing that need to turn to God. And Father, we pray, O God, that thou might even use this at this particular time to draw people unto thyself and to consider their great need of God and to consider their latter end. Bless us now, we pray, as we read thy word, as we praise thy name, as we preach thy word. Take full control of this meeting, we pray. Bring every thought into captivity to the will of God, to the mind of Christ. And Lord, in all that is said and done tonight, may our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, be honored and glorified, in whose name we do pray and do ask all these things. Amen. Now we're going to turn tonight, please, in God's word for our Bible reading to the Old Testament book of Isaiah. We're turning to Isaiah chapter 38, the 38th chapter of the book of Isaiah. You'll find the book of Isaiah in the latter part of the Old Testament. Isaiah is known as the evangelical prophet. Indeed, it is a tremendous book to read and to study. And there's much in this book that centers and focuses our hearts and minds upon Christ and points us to Christ, the great Savior of sinners. And we're turning tonight to Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 38. And we're reading from the verse 1 of the chapter, just going down to the end, to the verse number 22. Let us hear God's word as we read it together this evening. Isaiah chapter 38 and the verse number 1. It says, "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee in this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he hath spoken. Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees which has gone down in the sundial of Ahaz 10 degrees backward.
So the sun returned 10 degrees, by which degrees it was gone down. The writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and was recovered of his sickness. I said, in the cutting off of my days, I shall go to the gates of the grave. I am deprived of the residue of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord in the land of the living. I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. Mine age is departed and is removed from me. As a shepherd's tent I have cut off like a weaver's my life. He will cut me off with pining sickness from day even to night. Wilt thou make an end of me? I reckon till morning that as a lion, so will he break all my bones. From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes feel with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. What shall I say? He hath both spoken unto me, and himself hath done it. I shall go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So wilt thou recover me and make me to live. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee, as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. For as I had said, let them take a lump of figs and lay it for a plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover. Hezekiah also had said, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord? Amen. We'll end our reading there at verse 22. And our prayer is that God will add his own blessing to this public reading of his eternal and infallible word into all our hearts this evening. In this first gospel meeting here in a church in 2022, I want to welcome you all in the Lord's great name. It's good to see so many gathered with us here this Lord's Day evening. We bid you a very special welcome. And if you're a visitor, we trust that you'll feel at home and know that double welcome as you fellowship with us tonight around God's word and around the things of Christ. And if you're a believer tonight, may you be encouraged and led on with the Lord this night, indeed this year. And if you're not saved, then our prayer, our burden is even that in this very night, this very meeting, that you'll come and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Welcome also those who may be listening in online. We got a wee report just today by email from our brother Stephen about those who listen in. And there's many who listen in far and near in many parts of the world. And we welcome you tonight. We thank you for joining with us. And we pray the Lord will bless you also and meet you at the point of your need through the Word of God this evening. As we said this morning, on behalf of my wife and family, I'd like to wish you all a happy new year and assure you of our prayers for God's richest blessing in this new year of 2022. Do remember that today, being the first Sunday of the month, is building fund offering. Do remember that offering, please. Tuesday night here in the church at 8 o'clock is our midweek prayer meeting and Bible study, and we commend that to every believer. It's the first prayer meeting of the new year. And we encourage you, child of God, to keep Tuesday night free. Join with us. The meeting starts at 8. It's generally over by 9:30. And it's good just to gather together for prayer and study of the Word of God. Maybe you're not in the habit of coming to the prayer meeting. Well, let me give you an invitation tonight and make that a point of coming and joining with us on Tuesday night. And the Lord will bless you, and the Lord will make you an encouragement to others as you gather in the place of prayer. Friday night, 8 o'clock, is the youth fellowship meeting that recommences. We encourage all the young people to come along from P7 and upward, and invite and bring your friends as well. Do please pray for the young people as they gather together week by week, that they know God's blessing upon them. Saturday morning, 11 a.m., is the monthly open-air gospel witness, God willing, in the Diamond in Enniskillen with our brother Colin and myself. Pray for that. And indeed, if you're in the town shopping, and a Saturday morning, join with us. It's just for half an hour from 11 to 11:30. Next Lord's Day, the 9th of January, 11 a.m., sees the recommencement of our Sunday school and Bible class. Be much in prayer for that. And as we mentioned this morning, if there's any children in your home, your family, maybe your neighborhood, and they don't go to a Sunday school, well, we'd love to have them here on a Lord's Day morning. And if you'd like to see them started in our Sunday school, speak to our superintendent, Mr. Ian Moore, and we'll be glad to have them along under the sound of God's word on a Lord's Day morning. The services, next Lord's Day, 12 noon in the morning, the evening gospel service at 7, both preceded by the half hour of prayer, and we'll be along to bring God's word. Do please remember our annual week of prayer here in the church, and that is from Monday night, the 10th of January, through to Thursday night, the 13th of January. So do please notice, not this week. I don't know what I said this morning or what I didn't say, but it's next week, and it's Monday, the 10th of January, through to Thursday, the 13th of January, from 8 to 9, focusing on different aspects of the work of God here in prayer and further afield. We encourage you to keep that week free and join with us next week in the will of the Lord. As we mentioned this morning, this year is also the 50th anniversary of the opening of the church building here, something we give God praise and thanks for. And to mark that occasion, the session of planned special anniversary services, and those will be on Sunday, the 4th of September, and the guest preachers, the Reverend Ivan Foster in the morning, the Reverend John Gray in the evening, former ministers of the congregation. And then also they're planning a 50th anniversary gospel mission in the final week of October, from Sunday, the 23rd of October, through to Sunday, the 30th of October, and the evangelist, the Reverend Gordon Fergus, in the opening meeting. And Monday to Friday, the Reverend Fred Greenfield, and then in the final meeting, the Reverend Gordon Dee. And again, take a note of these, pray for them, and pray that the Lord will draw many and maybe people that have been associated with the work here in days gone by. Pray for them, and that they'll even come back in under the sound of God's word in those special meetings. And then also remember the convention, God willing, in the summertime, from the 31st of July, the Lord's Day, the 31st of July, through to the Lord's Day, the 7th of August. And the invited preachers is Dr. John Douglas, the Reverend Ian Gallagher, and the Reverend John Armstrong, and be much in prayer for those meetings in the will of the Lord. As I mentioned this morning, I'd like to express our sincere Christian sympathy to our sister, Mrs. Daphne Stevenson, and the passing of her sister-in-law. I'm sure Daphne and the family and the wider family circle of our prayers and sympathy at this time of bereavement and loss. That's all by way of necessary announcements. We're going to turn again in our wee hymn sheet. We don't take up an offering, but the offering plates are at the rear there as you leave. And this hymn is our second hymn, is 315 in our own hymn books. A wonderful hymn of testimony. The hymn writer says, "Trusting in Jesus, my Savior divine, I have the witness that still He is mine. Great are the blessings He giveth to me. Oh, I am happy as mortal can be." And you know, the Lord brings gladness and joy to your heart and soul when you know Him and trust Him as Savior. The hymn writer says, "I am redeemed and I know it full well. Saved by His grace, I with Him shall dwell. I am redeemed and the child of His love, heir to a glorious crown above." And you're saved in the meeting tonight. That's your hope. You're an heir to a glorious crown above. If you've ever been to London, you can go to the Tower of London and see there the crown jewels of the Queen and her monarchy. Well, those jewels are nothing to the great crown that awaits the people of God in eternity in heaven. We'll keep our seats while we sing, and singing it out heartily unto the Lord.
Thank you.
ask you to turn again to that passage of Scripture we read earlier, please, to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 38. And with that portion of Scripture open before us, let us just unite, please, in a brief word of prayer, praying for help from God in the proclamation of His Word. Pray that God will draw near and do speak to our hearts how we need to hear God's voice through His Word this evening. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that Thou art one that sits upon the throne of the universe. We thank Thee, O God, that Thou art the great I Am, that none can stay Thy hand or say, "What doest Thou, Lord?" Lord, as we come now to consider Thy Word for a season, our prayer is that Thou wilt bless Thy Word to our hearts. Realize, O God, that the devil would want to hinder the Word of God going forth even in this meeting tonight. How he'd want to steal away the good seed of the Word of God and of the Gospel. And Father, we pray for the binding of His powers. We pray that the Word of the Lord will have free course, and that it will be blessed to every heart, to every soul, to saint and to sinner alike. Lord, bless Thy Word to the strengthening of every child of God in this meeting. Bless Thy Word to the restoring of the backslider. Bless Thy Word to the saving of the sinner. And Father, in everything, hide man far behind the cross and bring glory and honor unto Thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Fill me now afresh with the Holy Ghost and with the power of God. Pour out Thy Spirit upon preacher and upon congregation alike. And let Thy will be done in our hearts and in our lives this night. We ask it all for Jesus' sake and for Thine eternal glory and praise. Amen and amen. As we mentioned this morning in our service, we intend tonight to speak upon a startling announcement for this new year of 2022. And friends, we find the startling announcement at the final part of verse 1 of Isaiah chapter 38, that chapter that we've read from tonight. Where it says, "Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Now, in commencing this new year of 2022, I'm sure all of us have both sent and indeed received messages of good wishes for the coming year before us. And that is right and proper to do so, to greet and to extend our best wishes to others that we know and love and those that we rub shoulders with day by day. It's good to send messages of support and encouragement to others in need and others in their life generally day by day. Well, the words of our text this evening are really God's message to Hezekiah, a king of Judah. Yes, through God's help, Hezekiah just witnessed a great victory over the enemy of Assyria that had besieged the city of Jerusalem. But now the scene of jubilation and victory for Hezekiah quickly changes into one of sickness and one of imminent death. Look again at what verse 1 of chapter 38 says in its entirety. It says, "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." And here you see that this message that was delivered by God's servant Isaiah from the Lord to Hezekiah, yes, it was a message that was indeed most startling to the king. It was a message that was most solemn to the king. Yes, I believe it was a most sobering message, to say the least, to Hezekiah, king of Judah. Why? Because it is a message that really tells of a death sentence having been passed upon Hezekiah, king of Judah. Yes, we can say it was a terrifying message to hear these words, "Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." But the chapter also shows us that it was a message that was to bring great glory to God. Not only was it to bring great glory to God, but it was also a message that was to bring blessing to
to Hezekiah in the verses that follow in the chapter. It's for that particular reason, then, that I want us to consider these words before us tonight. For just as these words brought glory to God and blessing to Hezekiah, may they also bring glory to God in this meeting house tonight and blessing to some soul, some individual in our gospel meeting here in the beginning of 2022. Our text says, "Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." As you and I then consider the startling announcement, there are three things I want just to set before you. Notice, first of all, here with me, the warning in this message. Look again at what our text says. It says, "Set thine house in order." And here God was telling Hezekiah that there was something he had to do. He had to set his house in order. He had to get his affairs sorted out. He had to get his affairs in order. Perhaps there were matters concerning his estate, matters concerning his family, his friends, matters concerning his own personal relationship with God. Things needed to be sorted out. Things needed to be put right. He needed, as it says in our text, to set his house in order. And the reason for this command was due to the fact that Hezekiah was going to die. You look again at what you read in verse 1 of the chapter. It says that Hezekiah was sick unto death. He had just known victory and saw God's hand move in victory over the enemy. But now the scene changes for Hezekiah. He is smitten down with sickness, and we're told that he was sick unto death. And the exact message of God to this man, Hezekiah, was this: "Thou shalt die and not live." You see, death was approaching Hezekiah. And whenever death would come, every opportunity for this king to set his house in order would be gone, and gone forever. Indeed, this was something that Hezekiah himself understood, something that he himself realized. For look at what he says further on down the chapter in verse 18. He says, "For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth." Hezekiah knew in his own heart and soul that whenever death would take hold upon him, then he knew that the opportunity to set his house in order would be gone. He knew then that his opportunity to put matters right with God and indeed with others would be gone forever. It would be taken from him and from the scene of time. And as the Lord spake these words to Hezekiah, so he says the same to you and I tonight at the beginning of 2022. As I prayed for this meeting tonight and what God would have us to speak upon, he impressed these words upon my heart: "Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." Yes, the Lord says to you and I tonight, he says, "Set thine house in order." This is God's message for every single one of us in this meeting house tonight. This is God's message for every single one who may be listening online to this message tonight. God says to you and I, "Set thine house in order." Yes, it is time, yes, for us to put matters right in our relationship with others. That's important, that's vital. But most important of all is time to make things right with God, our Maker, our Creator. "Set thine house in order," friend, is God's message to your soul tonight. Friend, in the meeting tonight, let me say this, that if you're still unsaved, then it's time for you to seek the Lord. The Bible says it is time to seek the Lord. It is time for you to seek the Lord for the salvation of your soul, for the forgiveness of your sins, that great message of the gospel, that full salvation that we were singing about earlier on. Why? Because the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The Bible says the wages of sin is death. We all have sinned against God in thought and word and deed. And the sentence, the condemnation of our sin is death, separation from God, condemnation to hell, to the lake of fire, to the pit of everlasting destruction and wrath and torments and judgment. Dear friend, the only one who can save you and I from our sins, the only one that can save you and I from going down into the pit to a lost eternity in hell is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Christ himself says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He is the author and the finisher of our salvation. And praise God, he purchased this salvation. He provided it for us. How? By his incarnation coming into this world, and by his death upon the cross, by the shedding of his blood on Calvary's cross for the remission and the pardoning and the blotting out of all our sins and to bring us near to God. The Bible says, for Christ also once suffered for sins, the just for us the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Why did Christ suffer? Why did he bleed and die? To bring sinners like you and I near to God, into a right relationship with God, our Maker, our Creator. The Bible speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ and says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Dear friend, in our meeting tonight, realize this, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who can save you from your sins. He is the only one that can heal your sin-sick soul. He is the great physician of the soul. He is the balm of Gilead, as the Bible says. Know that you would see this tonight, that you would realize this tonight. He says, I am only the Savior. He says, look unto me and be ye saved, for I am God. And he says, there is none else. Unsaved man, woman, young person, boy or girl in our meeting tonight, this is something you need to realize. As you think about these words when it says, set thine house in order, only the Lord Jesus Christ can save you. He's the one that you need. He's the one that you must embrace and trust in for salvation. But also, child of God in the meeting house tonight, let me say this. If tonight finds you in Bypath Meadow, if tonight finds you far off from God, out of fellowship with the Lord, then now tonight it's time to set your house in order. It's time to heed this message and to put things right with God. The Lord says to his people, return unto me and I will return unto you. And friends, because of death, can I say this? There is an urgency in us all listening here to this appeal. There's an urgency here because of death and us all heeding this appeal and heeding this warning. When God says, set thine house in order, why? Because the Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. And my, whenever death comes, every opportunity for us to set our house in order will be gone, never to return to us anymore. Turn with me in your Bible back to Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. Back to the middle part of the Old Testament, to the book of Ecclesiastes, written by Solomon, the wisest man ever lived upon the scene of time, writing under the inspiration of God. Look at what he says in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and the verse number 10. He says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whether thou goest. What does that verse tell you and I? What does it teach us? If we're going to do anything, if we're going to set our house in order before God and with God, we need to do it now, with health and strength, because when death comes, that opportunity to do so will be gone from us and gone from us forever. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. Friend, in the meeting tonight, set your house in order with all your might before God and in connection with the things of God. Yes, we see here the warning in this message. But not only is there a warning in this message, notice secondly, the response to this message. And you see that response in the very next verse, Isaiah 38 and verse number 2. It says, then, as soon as he heard this message from God, he didn't delay, he didn't dilly-dally, he didn't procrastinate. No, it says, then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. You notice that there was an immediate response there in the heart and life of Hezekiah. Hezekiah's response to this message of death, it was one of repentance. For it says there, he turned his face toward the Lord. And there was a turning away here from self, a turning away here from man, and there was a turning unto the Lord. And that's what repentance is. It's a turning unto the Lord. Repentance, yes, is a person turning away from their sins. It's a person turning away from all that is contrary to God. It's a person turning from every false prop of self and every false prop of man for salvation, and it's them turning to the Lord. And that was the response in the life of this man Hezekiah when he heard this message, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. What did he do? He turned his face, it says, unto the Lord. There was repentance here. The Bible says, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord his God. That's what repentance is, a turning away from self and sin and false religion and false hopes of salvation, and a turning unto the Lord. You turn with me in your Bible over to Luke's Gospel, chapter 15. The 15th chapter of Luke's Gospel, and here you have the account of the prodigal son. Here you have a wonderful picture of repentance. This young man who left home, partied in the far country, lived for self, lived for sin, spent all that he had in riotous living, till he was at wit's end corner in his life. Then he realized the folly of his ways, and there was repentance, a turning to the Lord, a turning away from sin. Look at verse 17 and verse 18 of Luke chapter 15. It says of this young man, when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's house have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. He knew the folly of his sin and his ways. And he says, I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And that is what he did. Look at verse 20. It says, and he arose. There was repentance, and he came to his father. Look at verse 21. Then the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and no more worthy to be called thy son. Do you see the picture here of repentance? He turned away from sin, from all that had went on in the far country, and he turns back to the father's house. He says, Father, I have sinned before you and against heaven. That's repentance. Friend unsaved in our meeting tonight, can I say this is the response that you must make tonight? This is the response that you need to make tonight. You need to repent and to turn away from your sin. The Bible says, God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. That's the commandment from God, the God of heaven, the God of eternity, to your heart and to your soul. Also, dear backslider in our meeting tonight, can I say this is the response that you also must make? Yes, you need to repent and turn away from your sin and all that grieves God and hinders your fellowship with the Lord. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 1, the verse number 16, the Lord says this to his people. He says, wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. John says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Yes, we see here with Hezekiah there was repentance. There was a turning to the Lord. Friend, God says to you and I in the meeting tonight,
He says, set thine house in order. What are we going to do with this message? Are we going to dismiss it and say, that's not for me, that's for Joe Bloggs down the road? Are we going to follow the example of Hezekiah tonight and turn to the Lord? Is there going to be that repentance in our hearts unto the Lord? Not only was there repentance, but also it must be said here that Hezekiah's response to this message was one of faith. For it says, he turned to the Lord and he prayed to the Lord. Look again at verse 2. It says, then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed. And he prayed, it says, unto the Lord. What was he praying about? It was a sign of his faith, a sign of his trust in the Lord. He was praying to the Lord. He was calling upon the Lord for help. He was trusting in the Lord for deliverance that the Lord would undertake for him and relieve him at this time. You see, Hezekiah knew there was only one who could help him at this time. That was not himself. That was not man. Remember, he was the king. He had all power at his disposal as a king, as a monarch in Judah. But he doesn't turn to his counselors. He doesn't turn to those in his court. He turns to the Lord, for he knew only the Lord could help him. Only the Lord could deliver him and undertake for him. There was repentance, but there was faith. Faith in the Lord. Many people today talk to me about faith. And it's faith in this and faith in that and faith in themselves. And it's all a waste of time. Unless a person's faith is in the Lord. Unless your faith is in the Lord, it's a broken stick. It's something that can do you no good. True faith is faith that is focused and centered upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The hymn writer says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Friend, unsaved and setting your house in order, the Lord is the one that you must seek for salvation. That's what the Bible calls you and commands you to do in the gospel. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call ye upon him while he is near. That's what Bartimaeus did. Remember, Jesus was passing through Jericho, and what did he do? He cried out, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. He knew there was only one who could help him, meet him at the point of his need, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. And he cried out to the Lord, dear on, see a friend in our meeting tonight, this is what you must do. In this first gospel meeting of 2022, you must seek the Lord for salvation and call upon the Lord to save you. It's not the preacher that saves. It's not the church that saves. It's not religion that saves. It's Christ, the living Son of God, who died on the cross, who rose again. He's the one you must trust in. He's the one you must look to. He is the one that you must call upon for salvation. Dear backslider in the meeting tonight, can I also say the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that you must seek and seek for restoration. Yes, his promise to you in the book of Joel is this. He says, and I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. Praise God. God is one who restores his people. The Lord does not cast off his people. David knew that. He realized that. Hence he prayed in Psalm 51, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Oh, dear backslider, this is what you need to do tonight if you're to set your house in order. Before the Lord, come before the Lord as David came and say, Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. What's your response going to be tonight to this message, set thine house in order? Notice one final thought here tonight. Notice the outcome of this message. And you'll see it was a blessed outcome. Because upon his repentance and seeking of the Lord for mercy, Hezekiah was to experience the Lord's deliverance from death at this particular time. Look at verse 4 and 5 and 6 of the chapter. It says, then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go. Heard thy prayer. Notice God hears prayer. And he says, I have seen thy tears.
Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and the city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend the city. What a message of hope and encouragement he received from the Lord that day. Likewise, can I say tonight, the Lord will save. Praise God, that's the message of the gospel. The Lord will save and he will deliver. Every repentant sinner who comes to him for salvation, that's the promise of God's word. That's the promise of the gospel. It says in Romans 10, for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Also the Lord will heal and restore every backslider who comes to him for restoration. He says, I will heal their backslidings. I will love them freely. And again, that's the Lord's promise to his returning child. Unsaved friend tonight, let me say this, that if you trust in the Lord for salvation, he will not turn you away. He will save you. There might be many homes in this town and maybe in this country. You could go tonight and you could knock the door and you wouldn't be welcome. You wouldn't be let in because you haven't got an invitation. You're not related, as it were, so to speak. You're not a friend. But I tell you this, you knock tonight at heaven's door through Christ and call upon God to save you through Christ. Heaven's door will be opened up for you. Heaven's gate will be opened up wide to you. Why? Because the Bible says the Lord is long-suffering to us. We're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to him in repentance. He says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Also, dear backslider, if you seek the Lord and trust him for restoration, you'll find him. No disappointment. Praise God. He will not disappoint you. He'll not turn you away. No. You turn with me a few chapters back from our Bible reading tonight to the book of Isaiah in the chapter number 30. And look at these tremendous words that you find in verse number 19 of Isaiah chapter 30. What a promise to encourage the backslider to return to the Lord and seek the Lord. Verse 19 of Isaiah chapter 30 says, for the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, notice it, he will answer thee. God is gracious. God is pitiful. God is of tender mercy. And he deals with his people tenderly and graciously and mercifully. You go back again there to Isaiah chapter number 38, you'll see there that in the case of Hezekiah's sickness at this time, that sickness we see from the chapter was caused by a boil, and in dealing with that sickness, God gave a command, a specific command. And the command was that a poultice of figs be applied to that boil for healing. Go down to verse 21 of Isaiah chapter 38. Look at what it says. It says, for Isaiah had said, let them take a lump of figs and lay it for a plaster, like a poultice, upon the boil, and he shall recover. This was the specific command of the Lord to Hezekiah at this time for his recovery. And friends, can I say tonight, the remedy for all our sin and for your sin and my sin, what is it? It's the blood of Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed at Calvary's cross. The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. That's the remedy for our sin. Again, speaking of the blood, it says in the book of Leviticus, for it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. That means a covering for our soul, our sin-sick soul. My, only the blood of Christ can cover our sin. Only the blood of Christ can blot out our sin and make an atonement for our soul before Almighty God. In the book of Exodus, the Lord says to his people, he says, when I see the blood. In other words, when I see the blood applied, I will pass over you. You think about Hezekiah's case here. If this poultice was not applied, it would be no good to him. He would not recover, even though he saw the poultice. But if it was not applied, it would not make his recovery. And friend, you may know about the blood of Christ. You may have heard about the blood of Christ. But unless the blood of Christ is applied by faith to your heart and to your soul, it will not save you. It will be of no avail to the salvation of your sin-sick soul. You see, the blood must be applied by faith to your heart. It is only by the blood of Christ being applied by faith to your heart that you can be saved from God's judgment, that you can have a right relationship with God, and that you can know your sins forgiven. The hymn writer was aware of this great fact, for they penned those great words, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Tell me tonight, is the blood of Christ applied by faith to your heart? Look at verse 17 and verse 20 there of the chapter. Here you see how Hezekiah testifies of the Lord's deliverance and the Lord's saving power in his life. And what words these are. Look at what he says in verse 17. He says, "Behold, for peace I had great bitterness. But thou," and he's talking here to the Lord and of what the Lord has done for him. He says, "But thou hast," notice it, "in love to my soul, delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast," notice it, "all my sins behind thy back." Look again at what he says in verse 20. He says, "The Lord was ready to save me." What a comfort, what assurance he received. All his sins were forgiven, cast behind, as it were, the back of God into the sea of God's forgetfulness. He could say of the Lord was ready to save me. He could say of the Lord, in love, he says, "Thou hast delivered my soul from the pit of corruption." Dear sinner, in our meeting tonight, can I say this is what the Lord will do for you also. If you come to him like Hezekiah of old and you trust him to be your Savior, he will save your soul from the pit of corruption. He will pardon your sins. He will be ready and waiting to save you for time and for eternity. Also, dear backslider in the meeting, if you're to know the Lord's restoring power in your life, then by faith alone you must come to the Lord just as you are. Ask him to restore unto you the years that the locusts of sin have eaten in your life. Praise God, the Lord tonight is able to meet you at the very point of your need. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Our message tonight is this: set thine house in order. Unsaved friends, set your house in order tonight. Seeking the Lord for salvation. Backslider, set your house in order tonight. Be seeking the Lord for restoration. And I tell you this, the Lord will bless you. And he will use you this year for his honor, for his glory. Unsaved friends, seek the Lord for salvation. The Lord will pardon your sins. He will save your soul. He will fit you even tonight for heaven and for glory. We're going to close our meeting tonight by singing together the hymn number 225 in our own hymn book, the final hymn in the order of service, and ask the question, have you any room for Jesus? He who bore your Lord of sin, as he knocks and asks admission, sinner, will you let him in? Room for Jesus, King of glory, hasten now his word obey. Swing the heart's door widely open, bid him enter while you may. Oh, if you're not saved tonight, that you would make this hymn, as it were, the prayer of your heart, that you would swing open your heart's door, widely open, and bid the Savior enter while you may. We'll stand as we sing, and singing it with all of our heart and thinking of the words as we sing them.
I'm sorry.
going to close our meeting tonight with a word of prayer. But if there's one tonight and there's concern in your soul, you're not saved and you want to be saved, then I urge you tonight to come to the Lord. Seek the Lord. If I can be of any help to you, I'd be in no hurry away. Glad to open up the Word of God with you, point you to Jesus, who alone can save. Maybe you're a backslider tonight, been drifting far away from the Lord. Come back to the Lord tonight, and the Lord will restore you and bless you and use you again. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence with us. Bless Thy Word, bless Thy truth to our hearts tonight. Lord, You've said to each one of us to set our house in order. Lord, may this be so in our lives as God's people. Help us to live for Thee, to live out our life in Christ in this new year for the glory and honor, O God, of Thy name. Help us to have done with lesser things, the things of time and sense. We realize, O God, they are but temporal. And only the things of God are the things that last, not only for time, but for eternity. And Lord, for any in our meeting tonight, and Lord, they're not saved, O God, speak to them. May they realize tonight, Lord, that they stand, as it were, in the very precipice of eternity. And Lord, impress upon them that when death comes, all hope of salvation is gone. They'll be lost forever. Oh, God, speak to them tonight. May they not leave the meeting house without the Lord, without seeking and trusting the Lord for salvation. Part us with Your fear and favor. Take us to our homes in safety. Journey with us. Speak on to our hearts and bless us each one in this new week and indeed in this new year that lies before us. May we know, Lord, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and that addeth no sorrow thereto. This we pray and this we ask in Jesus' precious and wonderful name. Amen and amen.